At this time in our worship, you notice in the bulletin it says responsive reading, and that will be from a little maroon booklet from either side of your bench, the three forms of unity. And what's, I think, especially significant is what they really are, is historic affirmations of the teachings of Scripture. Lord's Day number 10 is found on page 24. And is expounding that ancient creed, the Apostles' Creed, of what it means that we believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. And in particular, as that expounds on the subject of God's providence. Questions and answers 27 and 28. We will read those together. I'll read the question. We'll respond by reading the answer together in unison. Question 27. What do you understand by the providence of God? The almighty, everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by His hand, He still upholds heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, indeed all things come not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. What does it profit us to know that God created and by His providence upholds all things? That we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and for what is future, have good confidence in our faithful God and Father, that no creature shall separate us from His love, since all creatures are so in His hand, that without His will, they cannot so much as move. Some weeks ago, we did a series of messages on the basic teachings of the Bible, or the big picture, if you will, that of the creation, the fall, the work of redemption, and then the consummation, the conclusion of all things. And in the beginning of that little series, I made the comment that if you believe Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and really believe it, you can believe everything else in Scripture. And conversely, if you read that verse and you think, well, I don't know. There's lots of other views about creation. I'm not sure that, you know, God really spoke and called everything into being. If you doubt or question Genesis 1:1, you're opening the door to a world of confusion, a world of doubts for other revealed truths in the words. And I think we can apply something similar to the doctrine of God's providence. Take a verse in Romans chapter 11, verses 34 to 36. It says that in Him we live and move and have our being. If we believe that's true, then it's just a small step for us to believe what is spoken of this God who is sovereign, who is Lord, or as the first part to answer 27 says, the almighty, everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by His hand, He upholds heaven and earth and all creatures. Indeed, all things come not as the result of chance, but from His fatherly hand. And of course, the benefits of this doctrine, you know, we can be thankful in prosperity, but I think the bigger one here is patient in adversity. That we can face the trials of life. We can read Psalm 23 where it says that we can pass through the valley of the shadow of death. And what? Fear no evil. On what basis? Well, only on the basis of your trust and your faith in God, that He is Lord, truly Lord of this world and everything in it, of the world, of the life that is to come. That it is His unfolding purpose and plan that will be realized. You know, we are familiar, I think most of us, with Romans 8:28, right? We are confident that all things work together for good to those who are the called according to His purpose. That's pretty encouraging. That He will work all things together for what? For good. Not necessarily our sense of good, but His sense of good. And our confidence, our faith in Him will rely on His provisions and the supply of His grace. Well, this year I'm publishing with the, as we look at the corresponding Lord's Day, a harmony with the other questions and answers in the Catechism. And I read the last part of this last week as it introduced the subject of God's almighty power and providence. Listen now to the first part. We believe that the same good God, after He had created all things, did not forsake them nor give them up to fortune or chance, but that He rules and governs them according to His holy will, so that nothing happens in this world without His appointment. Nevertheless, God neither is the author of, nor can He be charged with the sins which are committed, for His power and goodness are so great and incomprehensible that He orders and executes His will in the most excellent manner, excellent and just manner, even when devils and wicked men act unjustly. I think that's just it, isn't it? We're either going to have trust and faith in God in everything, or as people say, Jesus is either Lord of all or not at all. So also is Almighty God. He lives, reigns, and rules or not. If He lives, reigns, and rules, can you trust Him? Sure. When things are well, sure. When things are bad, absolutely. And for the future, we walk by faith. We hope, trust, rely on Him.